This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, March 22nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida held talks with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Kishida said Japan would supply $30 million in non-lethal military assistance to Ukraine through a NATO fund, according to Kyoto News. Kishida's visit coincided with Chinese leader Xi Jinping's trip to Moscow, as well as U.S. efforts to provide tanks and missile defense systems to Ukraine. The CEO of popular video app TikTok plans to tell U.S. lawmakers this week that the Chinese-owned platform will shield American user data from foreign access. Shouzi Chu also intends to pledge to keep safety a top priority and say that the app won't be manipulated by any government. That's according to prepared testimony released ahead of Thursday's congressional hearing. TikTok is betting it can win an agreement from Washington to allow the app to continue operating under its current ownership structure. The Biden administration has demanded that the app's Chinese owners sell their stakes or face a possible U.S. ban. We're reporting that First Republic Bank has selected financial advisory firm Lazard to help review strategic options, which could include a sale, a capital infusion, or a trimming of assets. The California-based bank has also hired consulting firm McKinsey to help map out a post-crisis structure. First Republic is looking to regain its footing after the failure of two other lenders caused depositors to flee amid a crisis of confidence in the banking system. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares were mixed in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged lower ahead of the Federal Reserve's scheduled interest rate decision later today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.